Okay, good Erev Shabbos, everybody. So just to review the Chiddush of the Rambam from yesterday, the great compassion the Rambam showed for somebody who was going to be forced to liquidate assets really at a price that would be unfair to him in a certain sense, that we sustain that person with tzedakah up until half of the value of those karkos based on the seasonal pricing. Person who is really in desperate need of liquidity, we raise the issue of batim. How exactly does that fit in? That's a little bit of a tzarech iyun still. And on the other rishonim quoted by the Rama, saying no. We're only going to be willing to support him until he can find a buyer at 50% of the value. But the Rambam said no, he should be able to sell it at the proper value. He should be able to make it through the emos hagishamim until the main nisan, and then sell his property at full value. And not have to take such a terrible loss. The community should be willing to sustain him to that point, because tzedakah isn't just about, making sure that somebody doesn't starve. And, for that, we have the tam choy, and to a lesser extent, the kupa. But day machsor asher yechsar lo, as we explained it yesterday. And again, the Rambam stood out against the other Rishonim in this regard. So we'll see a continuation of that theme. Misha hayu lo batim sadar zuchram mevi mochran mevi agisham mochran mezol. This is yesterday. V'yunichan ad yimos achama mochran mishveyen. In mechayven osa limkor lo machilin osa maiserani ad chatzi demehen. We would give him a stipend for at least half of the value of the karkos. V'lo yidchok atzmo v'yimkor shalo bizman mechira. He shouldn't sell at the wrong time. Now, Hayushar Adam Lokhim Yoker Vune Motse Shikach Menuela Bezol. This is based on the same Gemara of Akama Dav Zayin. So everybody else can sell at market value, but people know that this man is desperate. He has debts that are coming due. And so they're going to try to take advantage of him, and they're going to say, Inonah Bekarkos, so we can take great advantage, and we can buy his property for pennies on the dollar. He's going to have to agree to it. Mibneshu Dachuk Vitarid and Mechayvin Osalim Kor. No, the Rambam says, we're not going to Mechayiv him to Mochar Laochal Maiserani. So that everybody should know that this man isn't just bleeding in the water and the sharks are circling him. V'yedu hakol, says the Rambam, she'enu dachok limkor, that the man is not just to be feasted upon, as some hapless individual, but we're going to sustain him as a community. We're rachmanim and gomlei chasadim, and this is re'acha nachicha la'ochal ma'iserani v'holichad she'imkor v'shaveh. So that everybody knows, you have to treat this guy fairly. So it's quoted word for word in Shulchan Aruch and Rishon and Gimel. And this is after the citation of the Rama. Hayushar Adam Lokhim Biyoker V'Hinamotzim Yishikach Menu Elam Bibazol Mipneishu Dachok V'Tarud. Because people know, right, word on the street is that this man needs liquidity, so we're going to take advantage. There's a certain ruthlessness to this. Ein mechayiv v'nosalim kor lochol ma'aserin v'holi chadshim kor v'shav v'edu akol shenu dachok limkor. The words of the Rambam verbatim in Shulchan Aruch. V'shach kot nimuke Yosef kasuk yeshir my dezal arei tfei midechulei alma. That we're only going to be willing to sustain him with tzedakah, with the delta, with the differential between what he would have had to sell his field for. I'm just making it up. Let's say the field is really worth $1,000 and he was being forced to sell it for $100. So we'd be willing to give him that differential in stock. A cost of kishir ma dezal arei tfei midechulei alma. Umiviyu beis Yosef, says the Shach, v'lo mash mocha b'divrei Ramban, v'atur v'shar poskim, v'lo machin lo sovaholich, ad shimkar b'shava v'chein ikar. That we're not going to impose an artificial limit on him, and certainly not, right, for the Rambam. Certainly we're not going to impose any kind of a limit. We're going to sustain this person so he doesn't have to liquidate his assets for less than they are worth. Now, of course, as the Kesef Mishnah knows, it's a milsa de pshita based on the Gemara, that if it's not a situation which is unique to him, but the entire market, he's not being taken advantage of, but the entire real estate market collapsed. Like in 2008, the entire market just collapsed. So that's a different story in its entirety, and he's not unique in that regard. So he's not considered an ani, he's not entitled to the communal funds, because everybody's in the same boat. But the main thing is that people shouldn't take advantage of somebody based on a short-term need for liquid assets. And that is not the midah of rachmanim and gomlei chasadim. On the contrary, that's a form of achzarius, that's a form of cruelty. And yeah, you could hang it on a technicality of enonah bekarkos, but to be fair, the Rambam says we're going to sustain this individual v'yedu hakol. It's a beautiful language that everybody knows, she'enu dachuk limkor, that he's not going to sell from a position of pressure.